When the powerful diesel-motored cruiser bearing the Gregory party swept away from the Magic Island, their escape seemed perfect. With only enough oil on board to run the motors a short time, a radio message from Johnson saying he was dropping drums of oil with lighted buoys along their course cheered them on. Then, just 50 miles from Euclidea, the motors sputtered and went dead. And barely in time, the first oil drum was sighted and picked up. But it's now 3 hours later, nearly midnight, and the motors of the Gregory boat have not turned over since the oil drum was taken aboard. They will never run on the oil from that drum, because the drum contained not oil, but turpentine. In the inky blackness of the subtropic night, Captain Bradford and Jerry stand at the rail, near the stern of the helpless boat.
Gee, Tex, we've only made about 2 miles in the last 3 hours. That won't do us any good.
I know it, Jerry, but there isn't a thing we can do about it. That little scrap of sail is all we can hang on her. And even in a stiff breeze, we couldn't make over 4 or 5 knots. And with this deadly calm that's all around us, we're lucky to hold her steady.
Why can't we add more sail, Tex? Oh, we've got plenty of canvas, and we could lash a long spar to the mast and hang it on there. It might not look so good, but it'd catch a lot more wind than that dinky little thing.
Yeah, I don't think I haven't thought of all those things, Jerry. That would only make matters worse if we got a real breeze.
How come? I thought the more sail, the more speed.
Well, that's okay up to a certain point, and on a vessel that was intended for sail. But the mast on this boat was only an afterthought, to use as a radio aerial, and for a little auxiliary sail at times. If you really hung enough canvas on that mast to kick this boat along at good speed, she'd bury her nose so deep we'd never come up. The mast is too far forward. We haven't got keel enough for a canoe. Just won't handle as a sailboat.
Gee, Captain Bradford, it doesn't look so hot for us.
No, kid. We could be a lot better off than we are now.
8 bells. Midnight. And we're just about as close to that island as we were when we picked up that oil drum 3 hours ago.
Afraid so, Jerry. We haven't made more than a couple of miles. 3 at the most.
And those Euclidean guys have had 3 hours to wake up and start doing things about catching us.
Yes, and I think that formula of mine which put them to sleep might be wearing off any time now, too.
Don't you think we ought to call Johnson, Tex?
I hate to do it. Means that steamer will have to turn around, bring him back here to us, and then probably be captured along with Johnson and all the rest of them.
I'm sorry for Mrs. Gregory.
Yeah, it's been mighty hard on her, all right.
Well, it doesn't matter so much about you and me. After all, we're men, and we can stand a lot more than women can. But poor Mrs. Gregory's been hunting for Joan all over the world for 14 years. And now she's found her, well, it looks like maybe she'll never get back home.
Well, we mustn't give up, kid. We found that crazy island which the rest of the world didn't know existed. We spent a lot of days there, and we got away. That's more than anybody else ever did.
Yeah, but don't forget about the old sailor they turned loose just long enough for him to broadcast the radio message that brought us here. They took him back to the island, and, well, that was the end of him.
Yes, I know, but nothing like that's going to happen to us.
And say, we never did find the old sailor's diary. I wish Joan and I could have had time to look for it when we went down inside the island.
Oh, it's no use. Anyway, I think Joan knows as much or more about that place as that poor old man ever did.
Well, gee, I just can't stand here and look at the dark any longer.
Well, what else can we do?
Well, we can walk around the deck. That's better than standing still.
Well, all right, here we go, son. May not do any good, but it certainly can't hurt anything. I'm getting like you. I've got to do something to keep from thinking what a jam we're in.
Well, I guess we might just as well stand at the rail and watch the stars again for a while. Well, I thought I couldn't stand still, and now I'm getting tired of this walking. Well, we must have gone around the deck hundreds of times, Tex.
Yes, we've been on it for hours, son. I only hope Joan and her mother are getting some sleep. They put out the light in their cabin a couple of hours ago. Good thing we had those oil lights on board. Otherwise, we'd have to stay in the dark all the time to save the juice for the radio.
Gee, 8 bells again. 4 o'clock in the morning. We've walked around that deck for 4 hours.
Yes, but our walking was like our thinking. We didn't get anywhere.
Hey, look. The light in Mrs. Gregory's cabin.
Oh, we must have kept them awake walking around this deck.
I'll bet they weren't any more asleep than we were.
No, I expect not. Hasn't been a very restful night for anyone.
Oh, Tex. Jerry.
Hello?
Yes, Pat.
Come here, you two. Will you please?
Sure. Come right up.
What's the matter, Pat? Something bothering you and Joan?
Nothing more than usual, Tex. It's just this waiting. Waiting. Waiting for what?
Haven't you and Joan been able to sleep at all?
Why, well, you're all dressed, Mrs. Gregory. I'll bet you didn't even try to sleep.
Yes, I did, Jerry. But it wasn't any good.
Is Joan dressed, too?
Yes. Joan, dear.
Yes, Mother?
Come out on deck, dear. We may just as well talk to Tex and Jerry as to stay in there alone and worry.
I think they're There's no value in worrying. We can do nothing but wait.
Oh, golly whiskers. What can we do but worry while we're waiting?
I haven't been able to think of anything sensible to do.
I guess none of us have been any too bright about that. It'll soon be daylight. We may be able to hail a passing ship then.
And the Euclideans will surely be fully recovered from the effects of your gas, Captain. And they will be out here after us.
Well, oh, we'd be just as well off on that crazy island as we are out here drifting around in the Pacific Ocean.
But the Euclideans will not be inclined to treat us kindly if they take us back there now.
I've been wondering just what their attitude will be.
You don't think they'd do anything terrible to us, do you?
I think our lives will be safe until G-47 gets the captain's formula. But they have many ways of making life very unpleasant.
Yeah, and I'll bet old G-47 remembers them all for us.
Well, let's walk around the deck. Jerry and I put in 4 hours at it, and it does help to pass the time away.
I'll say we walked around the deck. I was going to count how many times we did, but I lost track somehow.
I will count the revolutions we complete, Jerry, and you figure how far we travel. That will give us something to do at least.
Gee, I'm all in.
I, too, am very tired.
How about you, Pat?
I think this is as far as I care to go. It's broad daylight now, and we've seen nothing but water. And then more water.
Oh, let's go in the cabin and sit down a while.
Might as well, I guess.
8 bells. 8 o'clock in the morning. And we are very little farther from the island than we were at 9 o'clock last night.
How far has that sail actually carried us, Tex?
Oh, maybe 20, 25 miles in the 11 hours.
Oh, golly.
Might as well be standing still.
Well, let's go in the cabin. Ought to be a little juice left in the batteries. I'm afraid the time has come for that last message to Johnson. Go on in, everybody.
Well, I'll find the oil lamp and light it.
I'll lie down and let you do the work, Tex.
Go ahead, Pat. Never mind the light, Jerry. We'll leave this door open. The daylight is good enough. We may even need the little bit of oil in the lamps pretty badly before we get out of this.
Okay, Tex.
I will just sit here on the couch with Mother. My feet do not feel very comfortable.
I wouldn't think so. Now, you three keep quiet, as I'll likely get a mighty weak signal out of this thing if I get any at all.
Gee, there's not much juice there. The tubes aren't even getting hot.
Going to be awful slow work if we ever get them hot.
You're going to tell Johnson our position is hopeless, aren't you, Tex? And see if he can't turn that boat around and come after us.
You know, I hate to do it, Pat, but we don't seem to have any choice. Quiet now, I'm going to try it. J-24Y to J-12C. Hello, J-12C. Bradford to Johnson. Hello? Hello, Johnson. QSN? Johnson. QSN, Bradford.
I don't think you're getting out far enough, Tex.
Fred, you're right, kid. We'll just leave it open a minute and see if we can pick up anything before the batteries die entirely out.
I am very much afraid, Captain Bradford, that the Euclideans will have their radios operating by this time, and your message will be picked up.
Tex knows that, dear. But it doesn't matter now. We're almost sure to get caught after all these hours. And if we can get one last message to Johnson, it will give us a thread of hope, at least.
Hey, listen, everybody.
What is it, kid?
I mean, quiet. Listen for something.
Yes, I hear it.
It sounds like an airplane.
But where would an airplane come from?
From Euclidea, Jerry.
Quiet, everybody. Yep, that's it, all right. Well, we did our best.
But, Tex, there may be some hope. That plane doesn't have to be from Euclidea.
Oh, I guess there isn't any other place it could be from.
Euclidean speed plane to Gregory Bolt.
Oh, it is the Euclidean
plane. Euclidean plane to Captain Bradford. Hello, Bradford. Waiting.
Will you answer him, Tex?
Yes, I'd better.
Yeah, he might drop a bomb on us if you don't.
Bradford to plane, go ahead.
You will drop your sail. Stand by. Lay to for submarine. Drop your bow anchor. You will be towed to Euclidea.
Lay to and stand by for boarding. We'll drop sail.
It is well. That is all. Remember that resistance on your part can mean but one thing. That is all.
Hey, I'm going out and get a look at that plane.
No, kid, you stay here. Pat, you and Joan run and tell the skipper and McLeod to take off the canvas and drop the bow anchor.
We will do it at once, Captain.
What are you and Jerry going to do, Tex?
I've just got an idea. Now, don't worry. We won't do anything foolish. Now, run along and tell the skipper.
We'll hurry, Tex.
Now, what do you want me to do?
Nothing, kid. I just wanted to get Pat and Joan out of here a minute while I tell you something that may prove mighty dangerous to you. But I've got an idea that when we land on the Magic Island this time, we're really going to be prisoners. We may be separated. So there's a few things you'll have to know.
Okay, I'm ready. What are they?
There goes the anchor. I wonder how long it'll be before that sub picks us up.
Commander, S1 to Captain Bradford. S1 to the Gregory boat.
Gee, Tex, it's the same girl commander who helped us escape.
Yeah, but she can't do us any good now.
Captain Bradford, you will answer at once. I can hear your open beam.
Bradford to Commander S1. So we meet again. The bow anchor is out for you. Sail being taken down. That all?
That is all. You were wise to follow instructions. Captain, have you a landing stage aboard?
I have, on the port side.
You will make it ready at once. I will personally board you. That is all.
Gee, Tex, the commander's coming aboard herself.
Yeah, she's going to make sure we don't try any tricks.
No, Tex, she's coming aboard so she can get a chance to talk to us before we get back to the island. She's going to help us out.
I'm afraid not, Jerry. When we get back to Euclid this time, we're done for.
Don't you believe it. That girl's on our side. You'll see when she gets here.